You want to find out if he get up or not? You tune in.
You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir Camayo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, here we are in the conversation. This is Damian Lemon, and as always, on my right hand side, I got
El Alcalde Vladimir Camayo.
Oh, always, and on my left hand side, I got.
It's driving me out of my mind, Mr. Mr. Lover.
Mr. Muhammad is not in the conversation this week.
He's working, putting in work.
This man is in he is in Boston. You know what I mean? With the the Boston Bad Boys, the Boston Temptations, some of the biggest Boston greats. He's up there with a good old New Edition, Bell Biv DeVoe, I think, specifically. And he's also hanging out with Ed OG and the Bulldogs. Y'all know Ed OG and the Bulldogs. I got to have
I know the Bulldogs.
But you know what we did, though? You know what I mean? Just in time, too. You know what I mean? This man was on Negro time. But he made it
just showed up.
Be a guest and a host of sorts in the conversation. Give it up for the very funny, Norrie Davis.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Norrie Davis.
I'm so sorry.
Who also happens to be a black father. He's a black father.
Oh, right. Yes. You are a new black father. This is what,
new
season
black
two,
father,
season one?
And I don't want to throw my baby under the bus, but she's there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
you know, I'm out there in Westchester, so I got to drop her off.
Okay.
Wait for the mom to get there, drop her off, and then drive from Westchester here.
But
no
life.
Excuses, though.
Yeah, no.
I'm
so,
here.
So real quick, let's give the introduction for Norrie. Norrie just popped in, guys. He's a fellow comedian.
Yeah.
Absolutely. New York City scene.
Happy to be here, guys. This is one of my favorite podcasts. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate that, man.
My favorite podcast, period.
We'll send that payment to the PayPal.
We've known Norrie for years.
Absolutely.
I think we may have started together. And yeah, Norrie, comic on the scene. He has an album out called Home Game Online.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Norrie, you can say a little bit about yourself. Just give people context of where you come from.
Yeah, Norrie Davis here. Great friends. And I respect Vlad and Lemon. Came up together, or I don't know when the timeline started, but these are just guys I respect. And I'm here, man. Been a comic, been doing the thing from New York City, from Yonkers, YO, stand up if you're in the building. And I'm in the conversation with my fellow friends, man.
There
so I'm happy to be here, man. It's a blessed day.
There you go. Give it up for Norrie.
I missed the intro. El Camayo, El Capata, El Sabada. I missed it.
You gotta hear that on SoundCloud.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, man. I remember the first time I met you, dog. I was
Can we get a violin playing in the background, please?
No, I just remember a lot of comedy. First time
you.
I met Norrie Davis, I was at this club called The Dugout. It was a comedy club by
the Bronx.
In the Bronx, right behind Yankee Stadium.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't
really
a comedy
club. No longer in existence?
I don't know.
Is it?
I don't know. It was like a bar show in the hood. It was hosted by my man Sleepy Floyd. Shout out to Sleepy Floyd. I don't know where he at.
I don't know where he at.
But Sleepy was a clean dude. He was funny, but he was clean too. Stayed with like a Kango. He was fresh. Older, fresh.
Kango,
funny dude.
Had some wallabies, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
So this is my first time in the Bronx doing comedy, I believe. And I was at the Dugout at I took a slow one.
Oh my god! Oh man!
Then, OG Chitlin' Circle.
Was it a very distracted environment? You had TVs on.
Of course, TVs on. They played all types of shit, right? The news, the game, all types.
You're
of
down
blender,
40 points,
a blender
man.
Making drinks in the bank.
Oh man! Yep. Everything. A fist fight going on.
Waitresses mad loud.
Absolutely, man.
The hood's in the building. You
hood
down 40
is
points?
All day.
Down 40.
DJ making fun of you.
Yep. But I took a slow one. I got a couple laughs, but I took a slow one. I left to a Peter in applause. Then a young phenomenon came on the scene.
Yeah, get out of here.
This motherfucker had the glow. Destroyed. So I had a joke. I said, you had a joke about Gasolina? Did you ever have a joke about Gasolina? Because this would get awkward if it never had.
Yeah, he did. Wrong guy.
And this was a timely moment. And it it was the Bronx.
It was the Bronx.
This man said Gasolina, and that shit went off.
Well, there was no joke. He said Gasolina?
Nah, he just doing the whole thing about reggaeton, but it was it shit resonated in a way that it was just
kind of about
like,
the gas prices and then I bring in that Daddy Yankee Gasolina shit as a punchline. But, you know,
damn.
The type of joke that get me back on comedy. So
Not at all.
Yeah. Not
it was a survival. It was, he survived. And then it was respect was earned. I was like, okay, this cat here is a beast. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Any, you know, this is back when you just start. Yeah, you starting out like, damn, this motherfucker's nice.
He's winning.
And then it had to. Then I had to have a good set at some point in life because you know how that. I always feel like how you meet a comedian kind of almost dictates.
That's so true.
How y'all fuck with each other for a little
while.
That's
true. That's true.
Until you see them do well. Like if a comedian.
That's true.
They come if you first introduced by a comedian and see them bombing. Whoo. It's an uphill climb. It's an uphill climb, you know. But
is that? I always wonder about that. Like, is that like? I don't. My perspective has changed on that since starting out in comedy. Like, I'll see somebody, even if they bomb.
Yeah.
I'm paying more so attention to what they were working on.
Yeah.
That's what I look for now. Like, okay, I see what he's trying to do here.
It also depends how many years they've been in the game, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If they just like 1-2 years in the game, you really like, all right, you know, getting their feet wet. I remember Lemon there. I remember Lemon, but I just knew he was great. I was like, yo, Lemon's dope. And I always told you, like, Damian Lemon, I'm your biggest fan.
He always give me props. I appreciate that.
I always
like,
saw
wow,
it, man.
A good dude. A funny motherfucker, man. So
I've been to Mocha's lately. I've been to Mocha's. I was there 2 Mondays ago.
Vlad no, but I just did get a, somebody just hit me. I was on the platform waiting for the train coming up this way. This one cat. I forget his name. He gave me his card. Nah, he's the one of the
They give out cards.
At Mocha's.
What's a photog?
A photographer.
Oh, something, right?
Yeah, like, but he was like, yo, you been to Mocha's recently? I was like, nah, I ain't been to Mocha's in a minute. I was thinking about going just recently, though. I need to get back up in there.
But just hanging out, you get the love. I like that from all the comments.
Like,
yo, what up, dog? What up? Cause they
you ain't
we,
go up?
No.
No. See, I don't want to go.
No, the reason was you wasn't booked. Though.
I wasn't booked.
Well, have you ever been booked? Go ahead. I've never been booked.
I've done Mocha's a handful of times.
You been booked?
No, I've popped in every time I've been there. But this is before
Snoo Jack.
But when I was there, Smokey wasn't hosting though.
Really?
Well, you went to a different night. You went to a whole different promoter and
no,
everything
else.
No,
but before Smokey, it was a different host.
Sleepy.
Though.
Oh, Franz.
Franz was there. I think Franz
had it in the beginning.
You got booked or you came up as a new jet?
I just popped in and they put me up.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It was like twice I've been up in there.
Yeah, I just remember my last slow one, man. And that was the Stars. Remember that audition for Stars? What's that black show they on
BT?
Stars?
BT?
Stars.
Oh, First Amendment.
First Amendment. I had the audition there, man. Right. It was flooded in there.
And they still had
the TVs on.
And they give
I'm a young fuck.
Guys, could you turn the TVs on louder?
Right.
We're having an audition.
I'm a young Thundercat talking about college debt.
Can you put the World Series game
niggas
on?
Niggas ain't trying to hear
niggas
that
Niggas ain't trying about no college
fuck
debt.
Fuck your dream, nigga.
But niggas, but they don't boo. They just like, ah.
They just, you know what it is? It's the way that they ignore you is louder than any boo.
Oh, man.
And the way to not even just ignore you, but carry on conversation is if your ass ain't even performing.
Yep.
Like, the motherfucker be like, yo, anyway, what the fuck is going on? Blah, 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 and have a casual conversation. You in the middle of trying.
They're catching up.
Oh, man. Shout out to Mocha.
Right, like they on the block, too, D.
Yeah.
Yep, like, all right, let's give this dude 1 minute. They hear like 5 words and they're like, I was saying, man, this nigga Jimmy owed me $40, man.
Yeah.
You know, I can't wait to
it
see
it. It feels like a rough classroom sometimes. Like,
it's
you
a
know,
proven
you,
ground.
You know, a rough classroom.
But when you rock in there, oh, it feels some type of special, B. You feel like
love,
you ready.
The love is,
you ready, man. I don't think there's any better love than in the hood room. Because it's a little bit of, I got out on the other side. I survived because it could go either way. And when it goes bad.
Yeah.
What I find though is that those 10 seconds are so critical.
Yeah, man.
Those 10 seconds up
front. Right when you get the mic.
Yeah, something has to click.
And then you just feel the audience silence, like, what you gonna say? Like, you just need that one little hook right there. Then after that, you good. But that's the thing about them black audiences, with that hook, and then you can lose them too.
Oh, yeah. Immediately.
Like, they never
they
like,
not they, all the way. Oh, it's conditional love.
Yeah, they like, ah,
conditional.
Conditional
love.
Conditional love. But they bring you in like a song. That's why it matters so much what you say, because niggas just cut off fucking, I want to thank you, Heavenly Father. It's a Monday night. We drinking
Hennessy. Heavenly Father.
Yeah, it's like,
What's up, y'all?
How I
y'all
will say doing? This, though. I've seen a few comics, though, that just stick to the material, and by like the fourth minute, they get them. I remember watching Mark DeMeo one night. It was a rough room.
Yeah.
I forget which lounge it was, but Mark, I mean, it was rowdy, dude. And Mark got the mic. He was like, I forget his material, but it was something like, I'm a New York City police officer. He just started going.
Yeah.
And they were talking. And then by like the third, fourth minute, they're like, oh.
He's still there.
Somebody here talking.
Yep.
But he's been doing it a little longer, too. Yeah. See, I think after a while, like you said, when you see somebody bombing years in, now you're looking at the material.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But when like when you first start, you just see somebody bomb, you're like, oh shit. It's, you just see nobody laughing.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't have any experience, that will rattle the shit out of you and it's going down fast. You know what I'm saying? But if you could just survive those first waves, you might pull some shit off.
Yeah.
We definitely
I love it though, man. I'll never run from my people. It's hard. It's hard, but love it. Yeah, what a fight, though. What a fight. Straight HBO tonight.
What a fight.
What a fight.
Speaking of
fight. Conor versus Canelo.
I just saw Creed. I just left the
theater.
Speaking
of fight,
Speaking of fight.
Fresh out the Creed.
Nice. I just saw it, man.
But real quick, tell us, what is your Rocky experience? Were you grow up watching Rocky?
Yeah. I mean... You said, let's frame this.
You'd be surprised.
Let's get some background.
This motherfucker got anything to really add to the conversation.
And then to follow up that question, I want you to rank what your favorite Rockies are.
Okay.
And another follow up.
I feel like I'm a guest on this motherfucker. Yeah. All right.
Because the Rocky debate has always been going on for years.
It's huge.
Rocky 1 was the one. It was the one. I was a kid, so a lot of them shits blurred together. Mm-hmm. This is what I remember about Rocky. Rocky 1. You were all in, and he won.
He lost.
So this is what I really remember is Mr. T and Hulk Hogan was really what drew me
to
the
shit,
Rocky 3. I might have seen Rocky 1. I'm sure. I don't think I went to the theater to see it. It wasn't a whole lot of movies I was going to the theater to see, and I'm pretty sure Rocky. I think I might have seen the real first Rocky on a good VHS tape.
I think I saw all of them on VHS tape.
After the
tapes.
Fact, yeah.
I don't remember none of you went to the movie theater?
No, well, I think I saw maybe Balboa. I think I saw Balboa in the theater.
I think that was Blue. I saw that.
Okay, but
back in them days, that was Chinaman.
Barbershop.
When I did see Rock, like I revisited Rocky later on, because I think I'm sure we've all heard the story. I've been inspired by the Sly Stallone story where it was like, you know, he wrote this. He was on his way out of the business. He was a rap.
Sleeping on the street.
You know down and out.
Exactly. Every time I hear the story, it gets more like more struggle.
He was a slave, I heard.
It was raining and he
first white
slave.
And
let's bring in Philly.
He was stranded in sea.
Yeah.
He wrote the script with his own blood.
But he wrote the script and it was a great script, but everybody was like, nah, but we can't have you do it. So he stuck to his guns. Now that is the crux of the story, especially...
Yeah.
Depending on where you stand financially.
Then he sold his dog and he got it back. He sold his boxer and then he bought him back once the script
was...
He was
the original GoFundMe. He funded himself.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Is that how he... So he went and got the money himself and pulled it up.
The OG.
And then now he won the Academy Award. Or the script? The screenplay?
Best film?
This
best
is where
film.
We got to go
Chris,
to Google.
Best film?
I think it's best film.
This is why you need a good Chris on the research tip, because this is
it.
Where shit just turned into conviction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I
when
think
you
it
really
was
know,
it won a Golden Globe, if I'm not mistaken.
Like, and a BET Award. It was Rocky.
And you say a wrong fact with confidence, it's a fact.
It's a fact.
Yeah, he won the best actress.
He won
at least for this conversation.
What? Yeah, right.
I think he won a Grammy for it. If
exactly.
here we go and get some information.
So rank the Rocky films.
We're
okay,
get some information.
Chris.
The Rocky 1976 film won Best Picture. Sly Stallone was nominated, but he didn't win.
Great job. Ah,
thank you, sir.
Well, Rocky won Best Picture. He wrote it, so he won. You know, by default, it adjacent. I don't know.
Top Rocky films. Top Rocky films. Give me the top three.
Number one the first Rocky. Then are we included Creed?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're all in there. It's in the Rocky archive, the portfolio.
I gotta put Black Rocky at number two.
Black Rocky.
You know what I'm saying?
So Creed's number two?
Creed's number two.
Black Rocky.
I just saw it.
You called him Black Rocky.
Yep.
Half an hour
he
ago.
He's fresh off of it. So
we
like,
need a victory right now. Black people, come on. We need this.
Rocky Winslow.
Exactly.
Rocky
I know,
Winslow.
Man. That Rocky, that Black Rocky was so good.
I think Rocky Balboa comes in third. Now, a lot of is that the that's the one where he fought son, Antonio Carver or Tarver? Antonio Tarver.
That's when he owns the restaurant. No, I think you're thinking about Tommy Gunn.
That was the worst one.
That was the worst one.
I don't think I even say that. No. Okay. Rocky Balboa was with Antonio Tarver. He's running the restaurant. And he's out of it.
He has that speech right outside the restaurant. It's not how hard you get hit.
Yeah. That's number three. And then number four is the one with Mr. T. And number five is the one with Hulk Hogan. If it's the same.
Same.
All right. Then.
Oh, we got love for the Russian.
Oh, Drago.
Drago. That's my favorite one. Now, that's my number one.
All that shit is a blur. All of them sequels and shit like that, I don't know. Drago's number one for me. Miniseries. Drago's number one.
Yeah, so let's come out. Top three Rocky
Drago number one. Wow. Rocky one. Then Mr. T.
Creed's not even on the top.
Oh, Creed. Black Rocky. It's brand new. It's brand new. It's a great film, though.
Yeah.
It's basically Black Rocky one. So
it's Black Rocky it one. So we needed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Thank you.
Yeah, right, it's Black Rocky one, and it's a great Black Rocky one. And, and Tessa Thompson, god damn. Yeah.
I saw it with Nori. We're in the theater together.
Oh, okay. Man.
I saw that man.
And Nori literally.
Tweet out the window.
Dude.
Yeah.
She comes on screen, and Nori just goes, oh.
Yeah.
Man.
Now, were you familiar with her beforehand, or is that the first? That was your first encounter.
Dear White People. First
encounter. Because she's been in the game out there. She was in For Colored Girls too.
For official Colored Girls,
she's
really?
Official in that, yeah. Damn.
I keep confusing her with
I know you're
gonna say. I know you're gonna say it too. Say.
And everybody, Zoe Kravitz.
Yes.
Yeah, Zoe. Yeah.
A lot of people do. That's
I keep confusing her for
you
that.
You know what I mean? That takes advanced Negro differentiation. And typically you see that more on the dark skin side, but in the light skin, absolutely, that's a good point. She I think she's as far as acting goes.
Nah, Tessa's up there, baby.
Yeah, Tessa kinda.
You can definitely tell by acting style.
Yeah, and then the hair. No shots, but
Then like Zoe got that Lisa Bonet face. So you like
which is already you kinda in a shadow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've seen this before. It's like a retro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's got anyway.
I put you in the casting call. The casting director's like, Which one? Which one is this?
Which one?
Is this? Okay, just want to make sure.
Oh, the Lenny good. One?
You're no black girl friend.
All right. All right.
And for me, it was Rocky one.
All
right. It would be Mr. T when Mickey died.
Okay.
What's
that?
And that's
Rocky
the one.
Four,
Mr. T three.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan three. Yeah. And then Black Rocky is number three for me. Black Rocky.
Black Rocky is popping. Dragon
Creed died in that. Living in America. Crap. That nigga's dead.
I think I was a
big
fan.
That's why Creed was made. Come on, man. Nobody give it. Chris, come on. Drago, right?
That's one that's become, I think, over time, people just like to say that that's their favorite one because it's like, it became a meme of Drago and all stuff. But that is a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's unrealistic, but that's not my favorite.
Too unrealistic.
All right, so
too unrealistic for me.
It's a good movie.
Okay.
It's decent. I mean, again, they all blur to me.
So Creed,
shout out to Carl Weathers, though. Give him a shout.
Whatever happened to Carl Weathers? That's my question.
I know he tried to be Action Jackson, and that was about it after that.
Action Jackson? Yeah, right? In Predator? Then
could have been
Creed. Then
Billy Madison. He was in Billy Madison, right? With Adam
Sandler.
Oh
yeah, without the hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had no hand.
So I thought Creed was good. What do you guys think? I thought it was good.
I thought shit was good. I thought it was Black Rocky. So it was the same shit. It was exactly the same thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? A white guy about to die. You in Philly again? You got
the Meek Mill has his Philly thing.
That's the question for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, there was a point when they played the Meek record, not even Check. What's the other one they played? They played two records. They played Check and they played, I forget the other one, but.
It wasn't the Money one. It was, I can't think
it's
of
not,
the track.
It's not
I can't
the
remember.
Intro, but it was one of them. It was one of the moments where I found myself like, okay. In the middle of the okay, I'm like, wait a minute, it's a Meek record. Can Meek survive?
Yeah. Meek worthy of this?
Can they bring Meek back with this?
My only complaint was it was once
they ain't had Meek in the movie though.
And
he could have been she could have been opening for Meek.
Hilarious.
Shout out to Tone Trump.
Oh, you're right.
He's a real deal Philly artist. He's like I like that they kept.
Oh,
authentic.
That was a real.
He's actually a real Philly rapper. Yeah. Shout out to Tone Trump.
Oh, the one that Creed snuffed a little bit.
Yeah. Not even a little bit. He snuffed him all the way completely.
Yeah.
He got cracked. That was in the script.
That was a good look for him.
Rewrite that.
But no, you're right. They had music. They could have added Meek in one of those music cameos.
But then it would have been too pop. right? Like, it would
who knows?
Too...
Maybe it was. Maybe they had to make the call. Maybe they were like, "Hey, Rameek,
And listen. It's the same director from Dear White People, right?
Okay. No, I know. I thought it was the same director from Oscar Grant, Fruitvale Station.
Fruitvale Station. I apologize.
It's all right, brother.
There was a scene where, and it's in the trailer, when he's first of all, my one disappointment with Creed was that I didn't think the training scenes were that epic. They were great, but they weren't to the level of like Rocky IV epic. Like Rocky has some amazing training scenes.
Huge montage.
Yeah, Rocky was in the snow.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, Rocky's training scenes were like. But to their credit, though, I thought the fight scenes were done better than every other Rocky.
Beautiful.
Really?
Single camera shot, one shot take. It wasn't like they cut it. Uh-huh. It was literally one shot the whole way. They were more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
But there was a scene where he's doing the training scene, and all of a sudden all these motorcycles just come out.
Yeah, I like that. That was very Philly. That was very Philly, though.
Listen, we're going to meet you at the end of your jog. Right, but and then okay, we'll meet you there. Just tell us when you get there. Like, it was just so.
Yo, you gonna go see Bob Bo?
Yeah.
All right, my nigga. All right, we out.
It was.
Kawasaki
was
out.
It was the black equivalent. It was the people behind them.
Basically,
But they really be out there like that.
It was very rough.
It was very rough. Right. It was very, you know.
White people running after Bob Bo.
Yeah.
Black people got I ain't running these J's, nigga. I got it.
Can you give me a dirt bike?
I'm gonna keep it funky. Now this is the fucked up thing. Shout out. I got a lot of good friends from Philly, but Philly
West,
has
West,
terrible
West,
luck.
West?
Yeah, shout out to all of them. It was one part when that all of that, all of that shit, and then the camera panned in to Creed's back for a hot second. I thought a nigga was going to run him over with a pole. Power Creed, son, in the hospital.
World star. Yeah.
Doing some
Philly
dumb
all day,
shit.
Nigga.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
The Philly curse.
And I agree. I'm like in the middle of both of y'all. That was Philly, triumph. But it was a little corny when he's just like, yeah, let's go. And they all around. Yeah. And it's like, all right. All right, calm down. And Balboa was in the window like, oh, yeah. Y'all doing it. Yeah.
He was,
this is with the black kid. Yeah.
Get that shit off my block. Come on. I'm calling the police. That shit stressed me out. Get all that shit out of here. Yo, man, it was some funny moments to that shit, though. Yeah, now that we chopping it up. It's some funny moments.
This was what, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Which makes it a great movie. I'm just happy Rocky didn't die.
I was so happy about that.
During the movie, I was like biting my knuckles, like, please don't die. Please don't die. Because then that would be like, ah. So now they left him. Or is this spoiler alert? This kind of spoiler?
This is where spoiler alerts live and die. Yeah. Go ahead.
Rocky didn't die. And then what was the other one I was saying, Vlad?
You were saying that, though. Yeah, I guess it is a spoiler
alert.
I thought you were about to say some intel on the sequel. I thought you was about to drop an exclusive.
No.
Oh, fuck it. We all saw
Apollo Creed comes back.
Yeah. His father's Barlog.
You never really.
Street Fighter.
Hilarious.
It was all right. It was overall. I wasn't mad at it. It was a cool joint. One of the funniest. I give it about 3.5 out of 5. I'm gonna give it 3.5. Maybe not.
To quote Damian Lemon, Damon, would you say it was?
No, it wasn't. It's not regular. It's not regular at all. It's pretty good.
This was the best movie review I've ever heard you give.
Thank you, Brian. And I'm still. Begrudgingly. Like, yeah,
D
it's a good ass movie.
D is picky.
I think the funniest part
D
of the
is picky,
whole
man.
Movie.
He's picky.
One of the funniest scenes in the whole movie. I thought this shit was hilarious to me. Well, homeboy is banging on the door, talking to Joy. Yo, don't leave me! And she take her hearing aid out, right the fuck out
man.
Of here.
Yeah,
the black on him.
She straight with airplane mode.
Yeah, she airplane. Yeah,
she said swipe.
But then he hit him with the line. This was because I feel like he had a card in his hand.
Yeah,
he was like, all right, damn, Rocky sick.
Yeah,
and she was like, "Oh, all right now. Yeah, I got to open the door now."
No, but that was a whole.
That was separate. Okay.
She took off the head. The hearing aid.
Because she wasn't trying to hear. Because she was airplane.
No
mode
pun intended. No pun intended.
No pun intended. So she was in airplane mode. And then when she got to that scene, then he said, "I got to throw the cancer card out here. There's no way Bay is gonna listen to me right
play
now."
It.
And I'm such a cynic because I feel like when they had the hearing aid, when they threw it in, like I know she's a music artist, but I think I feel like it was a guy in the writers. I'm like, listen, we got to make her a little more. Endearing to the public. Hilarious. Can we give her some kind of disability?
Oh, you felt like she'd have just been too cool.
She's a cool artist
with a bright future.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, come on. Come on. Philip is a curse.
Come on now.
What's another funny scene?
We throw some eczema, maybe? I don't know. What's up in here?
She got a Snapchat singing career. She can't hear her first Snapchat. Record at the end of her career. Like, damn it.
Damn. I used to be popping on SoundCloud. Reviews. I can't hear none of it.
Apparently, I sound great.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
She like an exaggerated Ray Charles career. Unrealistic scene where do you think your lady, my lady, or any of a woman would get upset if you don't tell him Cree's your father?
Like, really? Oh, like,
she blew up.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah. Really, you're not gonna tell you got something to tell me?
We had the conversation in the theater. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Come on. I can understand I've been a little tight about that, but let me ask you this. And I don't know if this is revisionist.
I know he's about to say something slick. Yeah. I know he is.
Was Creed that dude? Like, I remember he was popping, but was hilarious. Creed the guy? Like, I remember he was made in America. Was Creed over Rocky? Did Rocky ever? So was Creed Biggie when he died? Is what I'm asking. Hilarious. Was he king of? Was he king of Philly? Because she was like, damn.
Yes. Yeah.
He was the king best of Philly. Okay. He was king of Philly. Then Rocky came through. And
so it was always established he was the best fighter ever.
Rocky got his respect from him, and then he beat him. But then they had, you know, they kept saying, who won round three? Who won? They had the secret fight, and Creed won it. But he died. So, yeah, he was pretty much the Biggie of Philly for boxing.
Oh, all right. Well, that means something.
But I mean, I don't understand why Shirley would get pissed off about that. He's trying to hide his identity.
I think at this point,
you ain't telling me you Batman. It's like,
had hit at that point. I think post hit, if you don't divulge all the information, you know what I'm saying?
You
could tell it was post hit because then she was like, yo, how many women you bet? She wanted to get all the intel.
Yeah.
So I could understand him, you know. I
just picture making love to her like, sweetie, I feel the need to get transparent with you.
I'm saying, yo, he entered her under an alias.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you think that's why she was upset?
I mean, shit, who
was
knows?
Alias sex?
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
He told the guy at the desk.
You might be right. They're like in chapter 6 in love, and then she's like, wait, this is chapter 1, nigga. You ain't tell me?
This is exposition work.
It's your daddy?
To Nori's point, though, I just felt like he's like, I'm trying to establish myself outside of my dad's shadow.
I thought she
understood it as she should, but I'm not mad at her being upset. Dude, you gave me the wrong fucking name, and then you show up moving, like your whole moves is suspect. You show up moving with Rocky, and I didn't even realize Rocky was the shit, so she was like, yo, how the fuck you ain't gonna tell me your uncle is Rocky? I'm like,
I can't trust nothing you say.
Hell yeah, all you know right, what I mean?
I get your point.
She already, her hearing is bad. You know what I mean? So you probably... Yeah, that'd have been real if he'd have said, yo, I told you. You just need him.
It's like Nori showing up like, Chris Rock is your uncle? What are you talking about?
Come on, sure. You know I'm just trying to focus on my career, but I guess not
being... You didn't
tell
me your last name was
Brian. Not being inconsiderate.
I could understand, especially if he was who they say he was. If he was that guy, and he was just some regular guy that went, you know, 34 and 17, and you know, you got me. You ain't got nothing to carve yourself up out of, but this is Apollo fucking Creed. This is the guy.
What's funny to me about those fight scenes, too, is when he's, you know, there's a scene where he's knocked down on the mat, on the canvas, and he has a memory of his, you know.
Flashback.
I've never been in low moments and I get flashbacks.
Hilarious.
Especially when I'm sleeping.
I don't know. That's a clever. I want some of that energy.
I remember in high school, I got punched in the face.
Oh, this is a great topic
of
conversation.
I fell.
Yeah.
And I just remember getting back up, turned around, punched that kid right back in his face. Matter of fact, he hit me. I just remember going, oh! I remember everybody going, oh!
Yeah.
And then that adrenaline came back.
Yeah.
I was on the floor, came back, hit him, bang! And then everybody's like, yo! And he fell into the principal's arms, and then the fight was over.
That's the best way to win.
I don't remember no
I love the fact that the principal is like basically a referee in this match.
He's had enough.
Fight's over.
He's had enough.
Cut it out, Nori.
Damn it. Let's skip this young man.
I guess
back to class, everyone.
He's fighting a grade above his level.
Yeah.
That's the shit.
That was like a little Rocky moment right there. I don't remember no
so you won
clips
that.
Of my childhood. My dad going, get up, son. You can do this, sir.
All you hear is you just hear that little circle of people that was around.
That's what it is.
And the thing about that shit is you cannot get caught up in that. Don't believe that. I lost the fight getting caught up. I was winning. I was convincingly in the lead. If shit was good for me. They were like, damn, D. Woohoo. That nigga D is playing it well.
I
started feeling myself.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, I just heard, oh, shit. Damn. Oh, that nigga should have ducked that. Oh, son. Oh. somebody get your man, and it was a bad one. I've taken L's. You learn from the L. You remember the wins a little bit, but you remember them ass whoopers.
You remember them ass whoopers. Even same thing on stage. You remember those guys. And thank God we had no social media, so there's no tape on us.
Not at all.
There's no tape on my ass.
In the ether. It's an urban legend.
Yeah, right.
Depending on who ask, I'll say I won that for you.
Basically, there's kids in the 2000s, man. Their ass whipping is documented.
Damn.
It's archived. I don't know if I can live by that.
Dude, let me ask you a question. Now, let's get specific. So that means you've not won every. You didn't go undefeated.
Nah, man.
Throughout life, did you go undefeated?
I'm not undefeated. I can say you're right. Okay. I'm not undefeated.
Let's be honest. Is there? You don't got to say what fight it is. But immediately, do you know what fight that you are happy is not a world star? Can you flashback to that fight right now in your head?
Clearly. Yeah.
Okay, that's what we did.
We comics, man. We cut our heart out on stage.
I know exactly what fight.
I had to fight one of my friends in the hood in Runyon, man. And I was trying to run from that. I was running from that fight. Like, I don't want to fight you, dog. And it's like, I remember niggas like, no, you just gonna have to fight him. You just can't live without that. I was, you know, he just kept swinging me around and shit and trying to snuff me. And, like, I was ducking and, like, just trying to run away like a bitch. Like, I did not want to fight this dude. And that's one thing. And everybody in the hood was like, damn, man. Fuck, man.
I would have preferred if you'd gotten hit.
You know what I'm saying? It was like HBO fighting and one of the contenders is just running around the ring. You're like, come on, man. Fight.
Competitive.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they wanted something interesting. I'm like, nah, I'm not fighting this dude, man. So I'm running like, nah, I won't fight. No, hell no, man. He's swinging me and then his man's trying to jump in. Then my boy was like, nah, let him shoot the one. And it was just an ugly one. He hit me a couple times and then I ain't hit. That was it. I'm glad that's not it's documented now on SoundCloud. But look.
But ain't no video footage.
Ain't no video footage. A young Nori Dave was probably like 4'6".
I just hope that when this episode goes up, there's not a comment. I actually have the clip, boy.
I have the tape.
Take it down.
Fixed the track just so. As you can see here.
He fixed the track.
Bitch.
It's staticky. Plus, negative. Plus.
Blew the Oh, yeah. We got it.
Oh, my God.
We got
man.
That in two episodes of Martin.
Hilarious.
That's funny. The episodes, the things that were tied into VHS tape, the different levels of content that existed on that.
Yeah.
They're like little tiny time capsules.
Yeah, they are.
You know what
birthday,
I mean?
Baby shower, and then, you know, episode of Cheers.
And a porno.
and a porno. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
porno.
Ridiculous.
They were just like fading porn.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, anyway, speaking of. Well, we can't go from porn to Thanksgiving, but why not? How was your
food porn?
Food porn.
Thanksgiving was great, man. I ended up going to City Island with the family.
That is so dope, man.
Yeah, I went to City Island, man. We got
Sammy's?
Sammy's Fish Box.
Shout out to City Island. I was there 2 weeks ago, man. City Island is just so spectacular. Like, when you hear it, you get excited. Like, I took the lady I'm dating now, I took her there for my birthday, and I was just excited. I was excited to take her there, because I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
Sammy, you don't go...
Big deal.
Yeah.
You go... Shut up. You go consistently, your family?
Oh, we are... Well, you know...
mob out there?
It's been a hood classic. We've been going there for a long time.
Dope.
We're going there for many, many, many years, City Island.
Oh, City Island. Yeah, we still go to... what's that? Johnny's Reef, all the way at the
old prison yard. Prison yard.
High school cafeteria.
Yeah.
It's
literally like birds flying overhead.
Exactly.
And they're looking at you like, do you mind if I have some?
Exactly. Swoop down on your shit.
And you know it's her only cash.
Yeah.
Only cash.
And they make a strong ass drink in that
bitch,
though.
Oh, man. Pina colada.
Hennessy. Shit is good. Yeah.
Everything's Henny in it. Let me get a cranberry vodka. Henny.
I got a glass of water with Henny.
Henny. Yep.
So I never did Thanksgiving at a restaurant. That always reminds me of a Christmas story.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
How is it?
It was great, man. There's no cleanup. Your mother doesn't have to sweat in the kitchen all day. The food was great. My mother had lobster. My dad had lobster.
Can I ask you this? So when you go in there, so it's basically like we balling. There's no budget. This is Thanksgiving. Like,
okay. This Thanksgiving, yeah. All
right,
yeah.
Thanksgiving. So it's like,
yeah,
man,
order, let's go. Yeah, order what you want, man. We getting dessert.
Do you have that in your family? Is out of your father and your mother, who's more apt to ball out like that? To say, yo, go for yours. Who's more apt?
I think my mom when she has it. Really? My mother, when she has it, she's more apt to say, you got to live your life, enjoy it. You only live once. My mother's been saying YOLO way before Drake was. She's been, you know, she's always upset. Like, whenever she got a little cash, she would always say, yeah, you know, I'm going to get you a game. You know, she would always want to, like, to
go out on top.
I'm getting emotional here now.
Oh, I love that, man. Love balls, yo. Shout out to Miss Kamayo.
So I got GoldenEye. She got a little money. She's like, I'm going to get you GoldenEye.
Shout out to Miss Kamayo.
What about you?
Well, definitely not my dad. He was just...
No, nah, he's one other person.
He was cheap, man. So mom's was, she wouldn't ball out. We would just eat, that's it. And like, we were all about cooking. So my grandmother would cook, so it all would be at home. It was always at home. So we would be rich with food at the crib. You know, every dish, get leftovers. But restaurant-wise, eat your food, that's it. Don't order. You know, they would ask, you want dessert? No, good. But it wasn't like, go ahead, get this, get that. It was like, nah. It was a little controlled.
They keep you on a certain part of the menu. Don't you turn that page.
whoa, that's easy. For adults.
Yeah. I mean, you can get what you want. Just get that one entree. That's it. It's not like getting two entrees, something like that. I remember Red Lobster was just like, you know, cheese butter biscuits, the entree, the shrimp, endless shrimp, and then get the bill, good night.
You D?
I don't know, man. That's an interesting thing. Probably my mom's. Maybe my mom. I don't know. To your point, I don't know if... My mother would spend money. She'd be a little bit more apt to spend money. I'd have to say my stepfather definitely wasn't the ball out cat. Mm. He was keeping it close. You know what I'm saying? So it was one of those. But
one pair of sneakers.
You all right?
Oh man,
you
dude,
ain't my
like,
kids. You ain't my
listen,
kid.
Yeah,
you
got a good shoe. One of those, like
got a good shoe.
Caldor. Yeah. School sneakers.
Caldor.
Yeah, sneakers with no instep.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Jackets with non-name brands.
Sneakers sound so aggressive.
Got one good suit,
man.
You can get the box yourself on the shelf.
Reuse a razor blade a bunch of times.
It's either my sister. My sister did it, because then I would have people just throw a Hail Mary. My grandmother was good for the check, for the big check. You know, it's not that crazy when you like, but when you like 10, 13, you got a check for like $200. Shit! Have fun, baby. Happy Easter. You know, one of those and shit. That was probably the big moments. You know
hilarious.
What I mean? So you said Thanksgiving was good.
Thanksgiving was great, man. We had a great time. My father did about an hour of comedy at that table. He killed it, man. My father's a trip.
Is he funny?
Oh, my father's a trip, man. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
We were just talking for like he was just going. let my father go. He's off to the races.
I love that. What's up. So does your father need to be combined with anybody else so he can go, or he just by himself?
My father's very mellow. You got to set him up.
All right.
You got to say, Dad, do the thing. My father just...
He'll just go?
He'll just go into it, yeah.
But that's it? He only need that one setup?
Just one setup. Okay. Once you set him up, he's off.
You only get that one setup? That's all I need. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Give it up one more time. Yep. Vladimir Kamanyo.
And the thing about my dad is he's very opinionated. He knows exactly. He's an old dude. He's an OG. Yeah. So like, he knows exactly where he stands on things.
Yeah.
So when he says something, he says it with conviction. That's what makes you laugh about it.
So you CP3'd him, and then he got it.
He says it. I'm learning that. If you say something with conviction and you stand by it and you give your reasons, even if someone disagrees with you, they're like, all right, you know what? I got to give it to this man.
Yeah.
You know, at least respect it.
Yeah, at least respect it.
That's great.
Nothing ignorant. He's just, he has opinions on the funniest things.
Do you have somebody like that?
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, okay. Thanksgiving was... Oh, Thanksgiving? Real quiet, man. Real quiet. Mom's went away, so... But she did
She got locked
me.
Up?
Nah.
Okay, doing a little time, you know.
Mom's went away, you know.
Yo, shout out to Miss Davis, free mom. Man. Locked out.
She
man.
Was setting them sweet potato pies.
And now the DWIs was heavy. She cooked Thanksgiving dinner before she left.
Oh,
which
okay.
Which was mad love. Cool. That was hard. Yeah. So, because I had shows that night. She went to Maryland go see her sister, my aunt.
Okay.
Her older sister. So her and her sister went down there. My brother. So me and my brother just chilled in the crib.
Okay.
And we ate leftovers. We smoked a nice blunt.
Okay. Thanksgiving.
Ate two huge plates. Chilled out. Went to sleep, baby. If you're not smoking the blunt and then eating Thanksgiving, you ain't doing the right people. I'm going to tell you that right now. So that's the first time I ever did that. I'm not saying I condone that, but.
Well, you just sounded like you endorsed it. Not even condone it. Well, you suggested.
Yeah.
I can't get high because I'm a grandmother's at Thanksgiving, so I can't be high.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Nobody was there.
Oh, well, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that was
the
beauty of it. Yeah, like nobody. It was like the family's away. So I just had all the Thanksgiving. It was great, man. We tore that shit up.
I've heard of some couple families, like the black grandma is always the inhibitor. of any kind of, you know, behavior like that. You know.
It depends what kind of grandmother you got. Yeah. You can have the churchy kind of grandmother.
That's what I had.
Or you can have the grandmother that's lit. That used to get it cracking. You know what I mean?
Got the whiskey on the side.
Yeah. They know how to set it out. Yeah.
And what's Lloyd doing over there? Put that gun away. Look, do you see this nigga? Like that grandmother.
The fact that you said Lloyd.
That grandma lit, boy.
Such a, I guess any grandma. Well, yeah, any doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be, yeah.
Yeah. Depends on your grandmother.
Yeah, it depends on the grandmother.
Plus, I think we don't give old people enough credit, man. They done been here before us. They did a lot of this shit.
How was yours? With your fam?
It was cool, man. I did the double header. You know, I went to my ladies' people's. You know, so we did that. That was the early one.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Early, like 3-2?
Yeah, like a good 2-3, which is interesting for me because my people's is a good 6.
Yeah.
7. Good.
Yep.
Good and starving, like about to go get a slice of pizza on Thanksgiving. Like, yo, are we sure? It get aggressive. Come on.
Yeah.
So we did that. We had some good conversations. Always good conversation. You know what I mean? We had some chop ups and things.
Wait,
at
yours or your girl?
At my girl's people.
Oh, okay.
It's conversation is all throughout the day.
Dope.
So we do that. That's plate one. Now you're dealing with a minoritis, and you got to jump on the road with the minoritis and then go out to plate two. Now, plate two, this year, I guess I was running behind, so they, you know, done their diligence by the time I was there. I was really there to bring the movie. That was my responsibility. Every Thanksgiving, you know, we have the collection of the family, and the family ranges from 15 to 90. Right, my grandmother is 90.
Hell of a demo. 10, hell of a demo.
And then there's some other people in between there, but it's really the 15-year-old and the 90 that kind of dictate the tone of the movie.
Look at that arc.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It is something that's benign for both of them.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Wait, and so y'all watch a movie then? I mean, y'all eat dinner and then y'all like one movie.
Yeah, eat dinner and then we all, because this is like one of the few times that we all together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we sit down in the living room. My brother-in-law got a huge-ass TV, but it's like an old joint now. It's a component piece. And it's real hard to get DVDs now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So my thing was, let me get me a little Apple TV situation. I ordered a converter online so I could convert the Apple TV HDMI to the damn component.
Yeah.
And I get out there. I try that shit for about 30 minutes. It doesn't work. It shouldn't work. So... we wound up having to go to On Demand. Now, the whole reason I did the Netflix thing was because I'd pre-selected some wholesome black movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, just because that's what my people like to see, wholesome black cinema.
Movies, yeah, get the
It don't
wood,
need to be that huh? good. Yeah. It don't even have to be that good. It's just as long as there's some black people in there.
Yeah.
They smiling and, you know what I mean? Everybody comes together at the end. That's about it. Maybe a church scene.
There's always a moment of apology.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
You know, you gotta give forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm out here by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
Exactly.
Everything's by myself.
You ain't by yourself. I got these kids.
I love you.
You think I asked for this?
Now, y'all gonna have to just bring it to Jesus and see what he could do, because he will heal it all.
You think I knew I had a son? I didn't know.
Yep.
Come
that's
on
the person that's
here.
Wrong that walks into the house, and then grandma's right there. With
come
the,
on over here, get in this prayer circle.
You're right.
Now, I know you want to fight him. I know you do. Put your head down, and we're gonna call
and
on
what's
the
that
Lord.
Ending scene? Everybody at church.
Hey. Everybody,
and then they walk in
good.
Silent.
There was a random dog barking.
You feel good. You get up. You hug your family members. You know what I mean? This year we didn't do that.
And then you have to end with the Soul Train line. Every wholesome black film, many
of
them. Oh,
you're talking about in the film.
In the film, many of them always end with the Soul Train line for some reason.
That's a new age resolution in these
films.
Got to boogie on down.
But we didn't have that this year. We didn't have any
so you didn't have the movie,
wholesome
movies.
Black films available. So we had to take it to the outskirts and go on demand. first, because my people, we was like, you know what?
Land.
Let's go low investment. Let's go on demand for free, which is horrible shit. Yeah,
it's like, that's the worst. That's the worst. Like B-movies. Aladdin Part 3.
Exactly. Like, yeah, Dumber and Dumber 2.
Why did I get married 4?
Exactly.
Was there a 3?
All of the player
Fresh
edition
Prince of Bel Air without the real mom.
That's all it is. It's player edition Jordans.
Yeah,
it's not what you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all for real, I've been wanting to say this for years, but if you're walking around in player edition Jordans and you're not in the paper for scoring at least 30 in a basketball game, I don't respect it.
Hilarious.
Please get your shit together. Anyway, that took a turn for the worse. I'm sorry. I don't want to be discriminatory.
Somebody had to say it, D. Somebody had to say it.
Let the streets know, man.
Somebody had to say it.
Chris wanted to say it, but he told me he put it. But anyway, so we went through, you know, a whole indecisive roulette wheel of on demand films.
Who's the remote?
What makes it up is the remote changed hands maybe twice.
Give me that goddamn.
Yeah,
goddamn. You don't know.
It was like, well, not even that, but just like, all right, well, what? See what you could do, because what happens is if you get the remote, you gonna be the target of you get it all. You get the power, but you also get berated
and you get. So, roasted.
Yeah, you go. He'll come for your taste.
Did he just go to documentary? Did he just click on documentary?
Yeah, man, look at your man. No, I know you ain't. This old ass film.
Really?
That film came out 30 years ago. It's a lot of that type of shit. Yeah. So we finally settled.
I love how this ends. By the way,
Settled on a good train wreck.
Oh, man.
Amy Schumer. Shout out to all Amy right. Schumer.
Amy Schumer.
I think it's a funny movie. I've seen it. That was my third time seeing it. I've seen it in the theaters.
I gotta watch it.
And then you know, I've seen it.
I saw it twice. Fell asleep on both. But it's not the movie's fault. It's my fault.
All right, well, it's my fault. There you go. Hey,
too tired. 3 a.m. trying to watch it. I couldn't.
Nori's review.
That shit was.
If you got any sleep debt,
if you said you fell asleep on it once. It was just because you were tired, that'd have been cool.
Yeah.
But then you fell asleep on it twice.
Yeah, but
that's just sound like you. That was by fucking, like, you did that by choice. You know
no,
what?
No, it wasn't by choice.
I need
man.
A good nap.
I get it so late.
With a nice review, like, oh, bop, 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 da, 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 bop, bop, da. You hear me? It was like, listen. I tried viewing that shit two times.
In fact, the movie should be called REM sleep.
Anyway, so we go
shout
to that.
Shout out to Amy, though.
Now, with that, it ain't, from what I recall, because I'm an adult and I watch movies.
Yeah.
So as an adult that watches movies, you don't catalog, oh, shit, well, it might be a titty here. The language is a little harsh here. Da, 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 da. So I was like, I kind of was like, I don't remember any titties. You know what I mean? I would know because it's Amy. We know Amy. I was like, I remember if I saw Amy's titty because we know her.
Hilarious.
So I was like, I ain't seen any titties. Okay, there's that one part with John Cena. But I don't know. And then we open it up and the first line out of Amy's mouth is that your dick? God, your dick is this, and like it's just the loudest dicks and fucks ever.
Mind
when your grandmother
black,
sitting
black
right there.
Grandmother's in the room.
I know. I know. I've been there before when you think it's clean and it's not, and that's the loudest thing ever. And you like, and you're the one that picked the movie.
Oh yeah, because it's all on you.
Yep.
Nigga, you just ruined Thanksgiving.
And grandma's silent. Grandma's silent, right? Grandma just...
You know what? For the first 10 minutes, she was a little like, you know, one of those grinning bear. And then next thing you know, she started cracking up. Started laughing and shit.
Nice.
And we was all in. So it worked out. Shit worked out good. Shout out to Miss Rice. She had them sweet potato pies on deck. And they are better than the Patti LaBelle sweet potato pies. And they still widely available.
Yes, right.
In the Brooklyn area.
Miss Rice?
No, that Patti LaBelle, overrated, son.
Oh, we talked about
that.
Yeah.
I had that at Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, you caught one?
I caught one. Yeah. It felt like I had a brand new pair of Jordans.
No,
like,
but you
know, oh,
it's funny. You compared them to the, you said the deli, the fried chicken spot.
The chicken spot. You know the chicken spot, they had the small sweet potato pies
in
the rack?
Yeah. The little jar. I like those, though.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Neighborhood. I think it's called Neighborhood.
It's called Neighborhood right there. Habib got it in the back. And you let me get the two piece. And you see that sweet potato. Let me get the sweet potato. He's like, here you go. It's a sweet potato.
I've been on bean pies
that
recently.
Good. What?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Are you converting?
Yeah, no, I didn't convert. I thought, no, I was did a casual bean pie.
At the bottom of the Brooklyn Bridge? Yeah,
nah,
you said, let
check
me get that
out.
Newspaper and the
nah,
pie?
Nah, I was at Levels.
And read the paper, brother.
I was at the barbershop. Yeah, shout out to Larry. I was at Levels. And, you know, the cat came through and Larry got excited. Like, yo, that was like a Yelp review in real life. He was like, oh, shit, he got them pies. And I was like, what kind of pies? You got the bean pie shits. I was like, word. And it had been a minute since I'd even had a bean. I forgot. Bean pies. I didn't realize that they are actually made from navy beans because they taste similar to like kind of like a sweet potato, kind of a like a pecan pie type of thing. No nuts, but you know, shits was banging. But there's this one cat, I wish I knew his name right here. I done bought two off of him in the last like 2 weeks. When I see him come through, it's like, you know, when the bootleg man and the motherfucking booster come through the spot, he on that through, level.
It's homemade.
It's homemade. Shit is banging. It got all of the ingredients of the shit. He also does a peach cobbler I check out. I'm gonna see
so
about
it
that.
So it tastes like a mix of sweet potato pie and pecan pie?
Yeah, it's its own little thing. It's good. It's decent. You should
check
it out.
I never had bean pie. Just out of curiosity. I remember glimpsing from I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
If you ever
had
a bean pie juice
and they was like, it spit it out. And I was like, I ain't never had no bean pie.
Because it was always synonymous with Muslims and like doing the work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Being out there selling bean pies and final calls and all that. And it was always associated with like
if you got the bean pie, like, oh, you converted.
Yeah, you know, you all in. It wasn't carrying.
Yeah, it wasn't like no delicacy, like you're gonna eat it for yourself. It's like, oh, I'm Muslim now. Yeah. Like, so it was like, yeah. No, I'm not Muslim. I can't eat that because I'll eat it. You know, same thing, where they don't eat pork.
Yeah.
It's like I eat that shit.
Brother Muzone.
Yeah.
Bean pie's dope, huh?
Bean pies is good. If y'all ever had a bean pie, hit us up in the SoundCloud comments or tweet at us, man.
My brother.
You know what I mean?
Or my sister.
And we're a bow tie while you're at it.
Yeah. Like a slam.
Nori, before we get out of here, because we have to get out of here, but what I want to talk about real quick is...
we're leaving. God damn, I love this.
Yeah, man, we're having a good time.
It's a good time.
Thank you for having me again, guys. So honored.
Absolutely, they won. Retweet this episode.
Retweet it.
Keep supporting In Conversation. Man.
Nori's day one.
I'm a huge supporter.
There you go. We going with that PayPal is it. We got you. Now about a year ago, you released your debut comedy album called Home Game.
Yes, sir.
And I was just talking to a friend of mine because, you know, I grew up in comedy, loving comedy, and one of the ways I got my comedy was through the comedy album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was some classic comedy albums. Talking Shit by Martin Lawrence is one of my favorites.
Robin Harris
had a good one. Eddie Murphy, like there was some great Baby comedy.
Richard Pryor had a number of them.
Yeah.
Steve Martin.
Fox.
A lot. I used to have this one. Carlin. I had an Adam Sandler joint that was funny. All I remember about it was there was this one sketch on there where he was talking about the longest piss ever.
Hilarious.
And his piss was like, you know what I'm talking about, Chris? I seen him perk up when I said Sandler. Yeah. Shit was funny as shit. And then, you know, you add to shit like that, like the Jerky Boys and things of that nature.
Billy Chris started going too.
Billy Chris, I remember that one. I had them all, man. Archived.
I feel like it's a lost art. I was talking to a friend of mine. I definitely want to do one. I'm going to do one. I was talking to a friend of mine. Shout out to Rob Mark. When he was asking me, he was like, yo, do they still do comedy albums? And I'm like, absolutely. There's been, I don't know if it's because we're comedians and we pay closer attention, but I feel like there's been an uptick in comedy albums. What I want to ask you is, what do you think, because you have put out a good comedy album, what do you think makes a good comedy album?
Ah, thank you. What makes a good comedy album? Solid material,
mm-hmm.
Hot audience. And then if you want to do something different, I put like little sketches, hence like voicemails, but not a sketch, but like voicemails to show like a theme throughout the hour.
Yeah.
You know, like almost like a little audio play. So it's like a huge piece of art and just that platform, man. Just you could do anything you want. Just to slap down material if you want to, hell yeah, definitely. That's the original. But you have so many other avenues where I came up listening to Chris Rock. Where he had those sketches in there. Got a brand new, Thank You, Whitey. You know, stuff like that. Uh-huh. Those sketches with uh-huh. Mario Jordan. I love that stuff to break it up uh-huh. and then go into a bit.
Uh-huh.
So it's, the sky's the limit with it. You can do whatever you want. When you say it's a lost art, I mean, I think it's still out there. It's definitely getting a lot saturated. It's saturated.
Uh-huh.
But now there's streaming services where like a lot of those jokes do get played and you get your money for it.
Yeah.
But I really think it's for like actual comedy fans who like uh-huh. want to really get a piece of their art and really look them up. Like I said, I always compare myself to like a rap artist, how like, you know, they have their albums, their mixtapes, and we have our albums. They kind of get lost in translation a little bit because of, you know, IG and YouTube, all that. But there's still that solid respect for the art form of stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a solid hour, solid crowd, club, boom, mic, just a mic, no features. You know what I'm saying? Just going ham. I love it, man. I really think you should do it. And if you are going to do it for yourself, because it's just good to build that archive, to build that catalog
of
work. Because, you know, niggas ain't really start respecting Reasonable Doubt till, like, you know, mainstream Volume 2 went hot for Jigga. Or even Nas's first album, Illmatic, still the best compared to all his other albums. So we got to build that catalog also. We just got to build. And then, like, then once you get bubbling or wherever you're at in your career, they're like, oh, let me see this one he did back in 2014. You know?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, which looks crazy at times.
Way back then.
Yeah, way back then, right? Yeah. So, yeah, man.
That's what's up.
Home Games on iTunes. Check it out.
Yeah, man. You check it out, because I really liked how you wrote it out, too, with the videos and thing. You just dropped another video.
Yeah.
Supporting one of the bits on there. I like how you got these fully formed sketches to support your bits, and it just shows how visual you could be as a comedian, man. I think that shit is dope.
But that's what made us laugh when we saw, like, the Sandler. Yeah, like, we would just vividly see those pictures in our head. I remember in college listening to Robin Harris' Baby Kiss album, The Piccolo Player, and I just, you see it. You see the sketch come alive. So it's like, you know what? What's the equivalent to that for a stand-up? How, like, rap artists have their album and then they do a video with the bottles and P. Diddy flashing. It's like, so for a comic, let's bring our jokes to life, you know? And this is the single. So I did Brooklyn, which is on YouTube. You can check it out. That was the most popular track on Spotify.
Dope.
That's why I did that. They got over 186,000 hits.
Ooh!
So
you're going to pick a sketch.
Gotta go with the motherfucking single.
Gotta go with the single. So that's funny. That was fun, man. That was dope.
That's what's up. Y'all check that out. Nori Davis Home Game. That shit is
and
worth
D,
your
and
time.
And D was on the first sketch.
D and Lemon was on Born in the Hood.
Well, you know,
please
so
check
cool
that out,
that?
Man.
I got
everybody gives me so
recognized
much.
Off of that in DC.
What?
Shout out! I'll make sure.
Oh,
Nori's
big
name.
In DC.
Yeah, you were in, you know, Melba.
Yeah, Melba. Oh,
Melba.
That's
I went to the DC Improv. While I was down in DC. I went to go see Marlon Wayans and Shantae Wayans.
Nice.
And as I walked in the door, this woman came up. She was like, "I know you. You was in Nori's." I was like, "Oh shit!"
Oh,
I'm Melba.
That's
Nori,
Melba.
Just down here. Da, da, da,
that's
da.
The homie,
so
right?
So shout
there.
Out to Melba. You know,
Mel
what I mean?
B.
Shout out to DC Improv.
She was there when Patrice recorded his last album at the Improv. The Mr. P.
She got good energy.
She got. She's one of the G's right there. Man.
Got
she
good
knows.
Energy. That was a hell of an album too.
Yeah. So check out. Oh man, it's great.
Yeah.
Check out Born in the Hood, D and Lemon. I'm blessed to have Lemon be in it, and he killed it.
We had fun.
I still laugh when I see that shit. I still laugh.
Thanks for the opportunity. It was a good time, man.
The homie right there.
Vlad, where you going to be at, man, before we all start crying
Vlad.
And shit?
Vlad is in the city.
I'm
in the city this week.
Okay.
I'm in the city. I'm at the Stand. I think I'm at New York Comedy Club. I'm in Long Island City this weekend too. Standing room.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I'm in Long Island City. So yes, laughingvlad.com dates are there, and I'm in the city. If you guys are hanging out locally in New York, and
VB in the city.
You the man,
Nori. Where you at?
You the man. December 3rd in the conversation, people. If you're hearing this, I'm in Atlanta at the Laughing Skull.
Oh, that's right. You're going to
one night only. 10:30. Get your tickets.
Okay.
If you want $5 off. Use the promo code Nori, N-O-R-E. And that's really it. Just December 3rd, people. Laughing Skull. Come see me. Come holler me. I have some copies of Home Game. I'll be in ATL.
Right.
And hit a brother up.
Yeah. We got people out there that listen, so I think you're going to be right.
Dope.
Shit. Thursday, I'm going to be at UCB East. Lasers in the Jungle. Check that out.
Great show.
And then Sunday, December 6th, I'll be at Stand Up New York on the 9:30 show and the good 11:30 show. Monday, no, I won't be there. Actually, that was an iCal error. And then if you're in Minneapolis, please get your tickets right now, because I'm going to be in Acme Comedy Company from December 15th through the 19th. We going hard. We're talking a lot of shit.
Dope.
Buy your tickets now. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend, and your enemies as well, to get in the conversation. We out.